Creating Bounce with Ghost Bass Notes, Advanced Edition. We're doing proper drum and bass groove design in Ableton Live, not just add a few extra MIDI notes and hope it rolls. Here's the core idea. Ghost bass notes are intentionally quieter, shorter, and usually darker hits placed between your main bass notes. In Rollers and Jungle Leaning DNB, they act like a little motor. They create forward motion, syncopation, and that tug-of-war feel against the drums. And if you do it right, the groove feels faster and bouncier without adding more drum hits or ruining your low end. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass system, a clean, stable sub that stays boring on purpose, and a mid-bass layer that does all the talking, including the ghost articulation. The big win is this: the ghost notes give you motion that you can hear on small speakers, while the sub stays consistent and uncluttered for clubs. All right, set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature 4/4. Set the MIDI grid to 16th notes. We'll still do tiny timing offsets later, but start clean so you can actually hear what changes what. Now create two groups. A drums group with your kick, snare, hats, keep it minimal, and a bass group with two MIDI tracks, one called SUB, one called MID bass. Quick DNB reality check. If your drums don't have a pocket, ghost notes won't bounce. They'll just clutter. So we lock drums first. Make a simple two-bar loop. Classic roller skeleton. Kick on the downbeat at 1.1.1. Add the snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That's your backbeat. Then hats doing either eighths or sixteenths, but with velocity variation so it's not a typewriter. If you want, you can add a very soft ghost kick around 1.3.3, but keep it subtle. Low velocity. It should feel like a nudge, not a second kick. Now open the groove pool and grab a swing 16 groove. Try swing 16-59, or go a bit deeper like 16-65 if you want it looser. Apply it to the hats first. That's important. Hats are usually where swing lives. We'll decide what to do with bass later. Goal right now: stable two-step foundation with space for bass rhythm. If your drum pattern is already overfilled, there's no room for the bass to create motion. Cool. Bass architecture next. On your SUB track, load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Keep the amp envelope tight. Attack at zero. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Decay and sustain depends on whether you want plucky notes or more held notes, but for rollers, short is usually safer while you're building the groove. Then add EQ8, optionally low pass around 120 to 180 Hz just to keep it pure. Then add utility. Turn bass mono on, set width to zero. Set the gain so it's controlled and not clipping. Mentally label that SUB track unexciting but correct. That's what you want. Now the MID bass track. Add wavetable or operator if that's your thing. Pick a gritty source, set a low pass filter, 24 dB slope. Add a little drive, like 5 to 15% depending on the patch. Then add saturator, soft clip mode, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. Then add auto filter and map cutoff to a macro so you can automate it later. Finally, EQ8, and high pass the MID around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight your sub. Group sub and mid into a bass group. On the group, add glue compressor with gentle settings, ratio 2 to 1, attack maybe 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Optional limiter after that just as a safety net, not as a vibe. Now we write the bass line, but we start with main notes only. No ghosts yet. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Pick a key. Let's say F minor as an example. Place a main note on 1.1.1 to match the kick energy. Then avoid stepping on the snares at 1.2.1 and 1.4.1, at least for now. A super common roller move is to add a main note just after the snare to drive the loop forward. So rhythm idea. Bar 1 could have main notes at 1.1.1, 1.2.3, and 1.3.3. Bar 2, do a variation. Remove one note or shift one by a 16th so it doesn't loop like a step. And keep the note lengths under control. Main notes in DNB are often shorter than you think. Aim around an 1/8th note to 3/16ths. Long sustains through snares can work, but only if you mean that wash vibe. If you don't mean it, it'll smear your groove and eat headroom. Now, the fun part. Ghost notes. This is the bounce engine. Duplicate your bass MIDI clip so you can A/B. In the new version, add ghost notes between the main hits. The best placements are usually just after the kick, just before the snare, and right after the snare. Think of it like call and response. The main note is the statement. The ghost note is the whisper that makes the statement feel like it's moving. Practical starting recipe. If you have a main on 1.1.1, try a ghost at 1.1.3 or 1.1.4. Before the snare at 1.2.1, try a ghost at 1.1.4. After the snare, try 1.2.3. Same concept around the second snare in the bar. Set velocities like this as a starting range. Main notes around 90 to 120. Ghost notes around 20 to 55. Context matters, but stay in that zone at first. Now the critical part. Ghost note length. These should be tiny. Think 10 to 60 milliseconds. In MIDI terms, that's around a 30-second-ish or shorter. You're not adding extra sustained bass. You're adding percussive taps that your body feels as bounce. And here's a teacher note that matters a lot. Ghost notes are a timing problem before they're a velocity problem. Once your velocities are reasonable, zoom in. Listen to where the ghost lands relative to the kick and snare transients. In DNB, moving a ghost 5 to 12 milliseconds earlier or later can change the push way more than tweaking velocity by 10 points. So do this. Loop just the drums and bass. Nudge one ghost a tiny bit early. Listen. Nudge it a tiny bit late. Listen again. Early often feels like it's pulling you forward. Late can feel like it's leaning back, headier, sometimes lazier in a good way. There's no universal rule, but there is always a right answer for your specific drum pocket. Next level. Make ghost notes sound different, not just quieter. On the MID bass synth, use velocity modulation. In Wavetable, map vel to filter cutoff, amount around 10 to 30, and map velocity slightly to amp level. But keep it subtle. The goal is, ghost notes are darker and smaller. Main notes stay brighter and forward. That tonal difference is what keeps ghosts from feeling like extra main notes. If you want a faster workflow, put the MIDI velocity device before the synth. Use comp mode, drive around 10 to 30, tiny random like 0 to 5 for humanization, and maybe cap out high around 115 so mains don't get too spiky. This lets you play with the piano roll velocities creatively without losing control. Now, the pro move. Keep the sub clean. Ghost notes should mostly be mid-layer, not sub. You have two approaches. The simple approach is letting both layers play the same MIDI and tightening the sub envelope, so it doesn't smear. That's okay, but it can still clutter the low end in heavier tunes. The cleaner advanced approach is separate MIDI. Duplicate the clip. On the sub clip, delete the ghost notes so it only plays main notes. On mid-bass, keep mains plus ghosts. Now ghost notes create bounce, without dumping extra sub-energy on every little movement. This is one of the most reliable techniques for club-ready DNB. While you're here, do a quick phase and overlap sanity check. Sometimes the mid-layer leaks low content under your high pass, especially once you saturate it. Use a steep high pass on the MID, and if needed, utility with bass mono on the MID as well, just subtly, to avoid low-mid stereo weirdness. If the low end feels hollow on certain hits, you might be hearing cancellations. Fix it at the source, filtering, mono control, and keeping the sub layer truly dominant down low. Now sidechain. Sidechain should respect the groove, not flatten it. On the bass group, at Ableton's compressor, enable sidechain from the kick. Ratio around 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so you don't destroy the bass transient. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds and tune it to the tempo by ear. Aim for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on main hits. If your ghost notes disappear, you've got options. Reduce the sidechain amount, shorten the release, or sidechain only the sub and let the MID breathe more. Often that's the sweet spot. Kick punches through the sub, while the mid ghosts still flutter around the groove. Now swing. Use groove pull strategically. Apply your swing groove to hats and MID bass, not necessarily the sub. Start with groove amount 10 to 25%. If you swing the sub too much, it can feel sloppy. Low-end timing is sacred in DNB. If you do apply groove to bass, keep it light, and always check that the sub still feels locked to the kick. Advanced tactic, swing only the engine, not the whole bass. That means isolate ghost notes into their own clip or even their own track, and groove that more aggressively, while leaving the main notes locked. It's like having a tight punch layer plus a shuffly propulsion layer. Let's add a couple of advanced variations so your roller doesn't feel robotic. Try ghost pairs, two consecutive 16th note ghosts, but make them unequal. The first is slightly louder and slightly longer. The second is quieter and ultra short. That mimics real percussion phrasing. Or do a micro call and response around the snare without adding more notes. Keep the ghost positions, but change the pitch on select ghosts, like root to fifth and back. If the sub ignores ghosts, the sub stays anchored while the MID implies motion. Another trick, ghost flams. Duplicate a ghost note, offset one copy by 8 to 20 milliseconds, and drop its velocity heavily on the MID layer. That reads like a little flam articulation. It feels like bounce, not like you wrote an extra bass line. Now a quick mix coach test. The ghost readability test. Turn your monitoring volume way down. If the groove still walks forward but you can't clearly count the ghost notes, you're in the zone. If the pattern collapses when it's quiet, your ghost notes are doing too much audible work instead of feel work. Also, remember negative space is part of groove. Sometimes the best ghost note is the one you don't put in. Those intentional holes make the next ghost feel like it drags the loop forward. Optional sound design extra for small speakers. Make a parallel tick layer. Create a return track called Ghost Tick. Put saturator on it with 6 to 12 dB of drive, soft clip on. Then EQ8 with a high pass around 500 to 900 Hz, and maybe a gentle bell boost around 1.5 to 3K Hz. If you want, add a tiny room reverb at a super low mix. Now send only the MID bass to that return. Low level. This gives ghosts a little edge without adding low-end bass. Arrangement. Ghost notes are not just a loop trick. They're an energy automation tool. Try thinking in 4 states over 16 bars. State 1. No ghosts. Pure tension. State 2. Sparse ghosts. Setting up the role. State 3. Full ghosts. Drive. State 4. Full ghosts plus brighter tone. Peak. You can automate the MID filter cutoff, so the ghost motion gradually becomes more audible without pushing your meters. And for a drop 2 that feels different without adding complexity, change where the ghosts lean. In drop 1, emphasize pre-snare ghosts for more pull. In drop 2, emphasize post-snare ghosts for more push. Same density, different attitude. Now let's do a fast 15-minute practice exercise. Make a 2-bar drum loop, kick, snare, hats. Build SUB with operator sign. MID with wavetable. Write a main bass line with 4 to 6 main notes across 2 bars. Add exactly 4 ghost notes, 2 before snares, 2 after snares. Set ghost velocity between 25 and 45, and keep them super short. Then a slash B test. Mute the ghost notes. The bounce should noticeably reduce. Unmute them. The groove should roll forward. Bonus. Duplicate the clip and shift the ghost notes by 1/16th in bar 2, while keeping mains the same. This audio version is shortened for playback.